Hello, everyone. We are at ISE 2017 in Amsterdam with the Trade Show Minute. My name is Victoria Barella. I am here with Terry Friesenberg with Infocom International. Welcome.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Nice to see you. This is day one of the big show. Where can we find you?
Oh, you can find us in booth N100, which is right at the top of the escalator if you come in the C entrance.
So right where everyone is coming in, I'm sure you can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
And what can we expect at your booth this year at ISC
2017? We're doing a lot of professional development counseling at the booth this year. We've been setting up appointments throughout the last several weeks. One of the things that Infocom does is professional development with our educational tracks. But beyond just the basic education and the advanced education within AV, we also want to talk to people about where their careers are going, how Infocom can help, how there are resources outside of Infocom also for them to access. So that's a very big focus of what we're doing. It's really focusing on professional development, which is a big focus of us, of the association year-round, and obviously at a trade show where you're bringing 65,000 of your best friends together. It's a great place to offer some training and some opportunities through conferences and other vehicles where people can get together, talk about what's going on in the industry, and create networking and a better understanding of what we're doing.
Yeah, and as a millennial, I do have to ask, where do you see a lot of young people coming in and trying to get their CTS or any other certifications in Infocom or in the industry in general?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have a new council for young people in the industry.
Great.
It's obviously an emphasis on a lot of levels. One of the major efforts that goes on within Infocom is workforce development. It happens on many levels. It happens through existing universities and high schools and where our curriculum is taught, but it really happens also in our desire to reach out and to let young people know that there is a career in the audiovisual industry. For example, on Friday here, we've got about 150 high school and university students who are going to be walking the floor, who are going to be looking at the technology, going to be understanding that while we are tangential to and associated with IT, we are very different and have a unique offering and a unique product set and a unique experiential product that we produce for the end user community. So I really think those are often the times, and we do this all over the world in all our shows, that you see the light go on and people go, wow.
That was definitely a highlight for me two years ago.
Yeah,
I came in, I was with Jeremy Caldera in his class from Columbia College, and he brought us over to the Infocom in Orlando, I think 2015. And we were just like, wow, this is actually a whole industry. We're audio arts and acoustic students, so we did live and installed. I didn't realize that that's just part of a huge industry in general, so that was really exciting for me. And
we seem to just never, as visual as we are, and almost ubiquitous now in your life experiences, you see digital signage wherever you go and all that, people don't often look at it and say, well, that's the AV industry, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a bit of our mission, is to get that out there and let people understand there's a great industry to get involved with.
Definitely, especially with the younger people coming in, maybe from college or even through high school, as early as high school. This generation is very involved with their technology, and they can't let go of their phones or any other new technologies out there. So it's great if someone can get a passion for it. I mean, they're really interested already in technology. We just have to show them the connection. Hey, this is actually a big industry that you might be really great, you know, great in and interested in. So I'm very excited that you guys are reaching out to high schoolers and bringing them in and showing them the show floor and college students as well.
Yeah,
how are you enjoying ISC 2017 so far?
Well, so far, you know, I'm just really happy that the door's open and we cut the ribbon, and there are thousands of people coming to Amsterdam. So, obviously, it's been 4 or 5 days of hectic setup, which goes involved with every trade show you ever do. I'm always amused when you leave late at night on the night before the show and you look at the floor and you think, oh, this can't possibly be ready by morning.
Oh, geez.
And then by morning, it's just beautiful and carpeted and everything's up and running and everything's great. So, that's a part of what you live through as one of the owners of the show, moving in. But it's exciting. Already you feel the buzz on the floor, and you see all the people flowing through, and it's going to be a great show.
Definitely. And then for listeners out there that may not be familiar with the show, how long has Infocom been involved in the ISE?
Well, we founded the show along with Cedia. I think this is our 14th show. Mm-hmm. It started out fairly modestly in Geneva with 3,500 people.
Oh, okay. Very, very small.
Very, very small. And then we've grown. And one of the, I think it's a real testament to the need for the show in the marketplace in Europe. But we reach so much beyond the European marketplace here. Last year we had attendees from 155 countries.
Oh, okay.
So when you think about that, and I think what the UN says there are 193 countries in the world, we're touching pretty much everywhere on the globe. So
that's wonderful.
It's become a really remarkable success story, and we're very, very proud of it.
That is awesome. And you guys are expecting even more this year.
Absolutely.
That's yeah. wonderful to hear. Any other unique things going on this year with Infocom or CDO?
Oh, absolutely. With Infocom, we've got five conferences at the mm-hmm. show this year, ranging from a higher ed conference and an enterprise end user conference through more traditional conferences for the channel. We've got our master classes mm-hmm. From an educational perspective. And this year, we've got a one pass. So you buy one pass, and you can go to all of our classes.
Even easier, yeah.
Which is, we're trying to make the user experience a lot easier.
Yeah.
And then we launched last year here a thing we call Flash Track. Uh-huh. These are 20-minute segments of education.
Oh, I did see. It was right maybe below us.
Yeah, it's right across. It's sort of across the stairwell from our booth on
is
the opposite
side. Is that taught
by... It's taught by a lot of people. Chuck Espinosa is one of them, yeah. And we have other teachers who come in. And one of the things, when you think about it, you're here on this giant trade show floor. We have 14 halls this year of products.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You've got, if you come for the entire time, only 4 days to see it all, right?
Yeah.
So how much time can you dedicate to
education,
taking education?
Or, yeah.
And we felt that by putting it in this format, mm-hmm. You got 20 minutes. You need a rest anyway. You might as well come in, have a seat, get some knowledge. You're going to get it in very short and sweet method. You know, it's maybe three things we can talk about or mm-hmm. two in that time period. But one of the interesting things when we launched this program last year, and we've now done it in almost all of our trade shows worldwide throughout mm-hmm. the year, we thought, well, maybe people just drop by because they want to have a seat, you know. But we see people coming by and checking, what is the schedule for that class? I really want to do this.
Okay.
So you're really seeing people put it on their calendars mm-hmm. and making the time to come and sit down and just take that 20 minutes out of their day to learn something here at the show.
Do you think that you will be expanding those, I guess, small booths of the Fast Track?
Well, we may. ISE is a wonderful, besides all the products and all the manufacturers, mm-hmm. it's also a wonderful place to come and learn.
Yeah.
We have five theaters on the show floor, mm-hmm. All segmented into various areas, whether it's residential or audio or unified communications. And beyond that, also CEDIA has a full set of courses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we expand Flash Track here, I doubt it. I think the five theaters on the floor also give that opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this allows us to deliver a lot of our fixed curriculum mm-hmm. in a very short and sweet methodology.
Definitely. And I know that you attended the keynote last night.
Yes.
So how do you feel about the architecture and technology merging as well?
It's always been a part of who we are as an industry.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, there are three things, I think, to define what we do as an industry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we do is we look at the content, mm-hmm. we look at the technology, of course, but we look at the space.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get it right, when we create that exceptional experience, it's because we've perfectly combined those three elements.
Mm-hmm.
So architecture, from our perspective, has always been part of what we're involved with mm-hmm. on the permanent installation side, or even on the live staging event side. You mm-hmm. deal with it in different ways. I think what's fun is to see architects starting to see our technology as part of their world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And last night, a great presentation, and saw a lot of very focused usability studies and how people integrate in space, but also a lot of technology integrating in space as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you see more an increase in your attendees just from other industries now that we've kind of open up the eyes in the architectural world?
Oh, absolutely. And to be fair, architects have been a part of our world for a very long time.
Yes.
but we do, and we see a lot of growth in our end user community coming to the show as well. And when we, you know, it's kind of like if you think about all of the AV that's deployed in a university,
mm-hmm.
Who is your end user? We're probably not reaching the professor, but we're certainly reaching the provost, mm-hmm. who's making the purchase decisions about what goes in and what technology are implemented. So having those people come from, I just came from a meeting with folks from a very large global bank and how they and talking about the strategic importance of AV in their worlds and how they implement it. So that's a component that's coming to the show and really creating a connection for the entire channel from the manufacturer through the distribution channel to the end user, mm-hmm. and creating a better understanding of how we create that exceptional experience and how we have outcomes that have an ROI and an ROO for that end user.
Mm-hmm. And to expand on the education side of Infocom at this year, mm-hmm. Where you said that there's how many sessions going on at ISE? For Infocom, there's a few theaters you were saying, and
well, the theaters are the shows. Yes. Okay, we contribute to them, and, mm-hmm. and we sponsor a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But I honestly don't know the total number of sessions.
Oh,
to be very honest with you,
quite a few.
If you think about the flash tracks that we're doing every 20 minutes,
there are a lot
of them there. As I said, 5 conferences. I think we have 12 master classes. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, we have a lot of opportunity out there on the
Good.
Show floor for you
very
to learn
happy.
Something.
Do you see more students maybe coming into the shows over the past 14 years? Is that growing a little bit? Do you think that it will grow maybe with opening up, you know, some
Well, yeah, size? It doesn't necessarily grow organically. Mm-hmm. It really grows through our outreach. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, there is a possibility the student can become aware that there's this show and come to it. But if mm-hmm. you think about what students do, at least if I remember back to when I was a student, you know, I didn't have enough money to fly to Amsterdam, and if I did, I probably wouldn't be coming to a trade show. So what we do is we work with educational institutions, mm-hmm. and we bring them in as groups.
Okay.
And what that lets us do is a couple of things. It lets us bring them in and give them some background as to what they're about to see, mm-hmm. and then sort of curate their experience on the trade show floor and make sure that we have created appointments with those stands as we go around,
right.
so the student really gets a good understanding when they go to XYZ manufacturer's booth about what that technology is and how it fits into the whole.
Mm-hmm. And where, can you remind us one more time, where we can find you, which stand?
Yep, we're at L2N100,
okay.
Right at the top of the escalator from entrance C, and mm-hmm. Please drop by and we'll be happy to talk to you about the association and what we do.
Definitely, thank you. And also a website, can we get a website?
Yep, www.infocom.org.
Thanks so much. Thanks for coming on to our show.
My pleasure, thank you.